This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tom McKee. The White House says that U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Surfside, Florida on Thursday to visit with families of the victims of the collapsed Miami-area condominium tower. The slow work of sifting through the remnants of the collapsed building, stretched into a six-day Tuesday, now moves into a seventh day this Wednesday, as families are desperate for progress, endured a wrenching wait for answers. Biden has offered federal help and extended his concerns to the community. The number of confirmed dead now stands at 12, with 150 people still unaccounted for after last Thursday's collapse. Israel's new foreign minister is in the United Arab Emirates on the first high-level trip by an Israeli official to the Gulf Arab state since the two countries normalized relations last year. Yair Lapid's visit Tuesday to the UAE capital of Abu Dhabi comes after the two countries formalized ties in a deal brokered by the Trump administration. Lapid, the architect of a new Israeli government that brought down the record 12-year-long tenure of Benjamin Netanyahu, inaugurated the Israeli embassy in Abu Dhabi. At that event, he called on countries of the region to recognize that Israel's here to stay. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says that the grave incident has threatened his country's coronavirus prevention efforts. It's a rare admission by Pyongyang. During a meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, Kim chastised senior officials for unspecified carelessness related to the coronavirus pandemic. The news agency said that officials have caused a grave incident that poses a huge crisis to the safety of the nation and its